Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There was some interesting college football that went over the weekend. By the way, I do want to mention one thing. Anytime the Dallas Cowboys and the Ohio State Buckeyes lose both of them within 48 hours, it's a wonderful day in America. Wonderful week, whatever word you want to use. And I almost got the trifecta with Notre Dame.
Oh, I know. And they should have lost to Toledo.
I know.
Gotta know how that feels.
Anyway, Michigan State did what was expected. They kicked Youngstown State's ass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Absolutely. They had some explosive plays. Their passing game is really good. They ran the ball this time. It wasn't Walker. It was Simmons. Did a nice job. And, you know, Jaden Reed's really good. Naylor, we know they're good. And Peyton Thorne played very well. Defense did okay. I mean, hey, that's what they're supposed to do. They
took care of business.
And now we'll find out how good they are when they take on Miami. Miami hasn't – look, Alabama's Alabama. But Miami had a tough game with App State on Saturday. So we'll see. It'll be a great test for the Spartans. As far as the Wolverines go, and first of all, I do want to say that the scene Saturday night – and I stayed for the first half. I spent too much time tailgating and not drinking. Just I got there way too early, John. I went to meet you.
It was warm.
It was 1 o'clock. My wife goes, why are you leaving at 12:30? I got there like 1:15. I don't know. At the John's tailgate.
Yeah.
Met a, you know, his daughters were there, some friends, walked around, and my friend's tailgates. But it was like an 8 o'clock game. I'm getting there at 1 o'clock. It's like, wow. And it was
it's a long time.
Yeah. So anyway, but the scene with the maze out and what they did for 9/11 and honoring, you know, Steve Hutchinson for being in the Hall of Fame. And it was fitting because, you know, they're playing the University of Washington. He spent so much time for the Seattle Seahawks. So it was everything was great. The place was loud. It was jumping. And they kicked Washington's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I am one who criticizes Jim Harbaugh all the time. I believe that he should have been fired at the end of last year. But that's irrelevant right now. But to see people just absolutely upset that they ran the ball so well, you know, 343 times that they only, actually they're upset that they only passed the ball, you know, so few times.
15 times.
Yep. And look, in today's college football, I get it. I understand it. Especially on a big recruiting weekend where if you're a wide receiver and you're watching that game, say, do I really want to go to this school because they're not going to throw the ball? That said, when you have something going and it cannot be stopped, and granted, John, you and probably with TJ when he gets here, will, you know, touch on it as well, especially being offensive lineman, where you just know you're beating the crap out of people, just feed the beast. Just keep on doing it until you can stop. And they couldn't stop it. Look, I believe like when they, in the first half, when they got down to the goal line and they ended up coming away with nothing, when they went for it on fourth down, I thought they should have passed the ball at least, you know, more than the one time they did.
Or run outside.
Yeah. And it wasn't that they were all vanilla running plays either. There were some, you know, a lot of different things. But when Corum and Haskins are got on a roll and the offensive line is playing so well and they can't be stopped, why change?
So there's no reason to, because one of the things that you learn early on as a football player or, you know, on the coaching side of things, until somebody stops what you're doing, you just keep doing it. And you make them stop you. And Washington tried to. Washington started off, and we talked about the unique defense, right? And Mike was with us on
Friday,
his last day here. and we talked about this unique defense with the two down linemen, the four linebackers, and how hard it was going to be to identify all these things. And that's I'll get to that in a minute. The style of defense. But they had seven guys in the box, and Michigan was running the ball effectively. So what do? They take out one of those five defensive backs. They put in another linebacker, and they go with eight guys in the box. Still can't stop Michigan running the football, so they bring another guy into the box because Michigan wasn't spreading everybody out. It wasn't like they were going five wides and just running the football. There were, at times, nine guys in the box, and they couldn't stop them.
Right.
So why in the world would you change what you're doing when the defense changes three or four times to stop what you're doing? They can't, so keep handing the ball off. And to start the second half.
I agree. That second half thing, that was just demoralizing. I completely agree. I'll play devil's advocate just for the sake of this. When you have a quarterback in McNamara who's okay, he's not great. We know that. You lose your best receiver the week before, Ronnie Bell. You're playing against a really good secondary in Washington. What did I tell Harbaugh? It's like cornerback you.
Yeah.
Do you want to like build some faith in your receivers and your quarterback to like maybe try a few more times? That's the only thing.
Yes, you could. Right. All right. Hey, we want to see if this works. Right. We want to see whatever.
But the argument that people are coming up with saying that you cannot beat Ohio State this way. You cannot beat this team this way.
We weren't playing Ohio State.
We know this, but it's been done before where they sometimes get too stubborn and go all vanilla. I get it. But I think, at least for me as a fan and things like that, what they're doing, they're taking each game. We're going to look at each opponent and how are we going to win that game? We're going to be based upon this opponent. And that opponent was Washington. Washington couldn't stop the run. So what are you supposed to do?
And I mentioned that I was going to come back to this because Washington runs a defense that you're only going to see. You know, Andrew Vastardis is a six-year player. He's only going to see this defense one time in his college career. And when he's done playing, he'll never see it again. Why would you put anybody in a position to where you've got to find in a unique defense where the blitzers are coming from? And then as a quarterback, how do you beat some of the best cornerbacks in the country? Why would you play into their strength when your strength right now is running the football? They're not forcing you to stop running the ball. So, okay, I tell you what. I don't like getting 10 yards a carry. So let's go ahead and Washington's secondary is their strength. Let's throw it into the secondary. It makes no sense.
I agree with you.
And people could argue there's no creativity in the offense. Well, there was a lot of different ways they were getting to these runs, and they were getting Washington lined up how they wanted them with the personnel group that they wanted and executing a game plan that they knew they could execute.
I said before the season that I would like to see this team kind of mirror what happened in 2015, Harbaugh's first year, where they went 9-3. Showed a lot of promise, and there was hope for the next year. And I'm getting exactly what I want so far. And I actually think they're handling the quarterback situation pretty similar right now. There's going to be a time when they're going to have to throw. And if they can't do it, they'll be criticized. But to criticize it right now, right, when you don't need to do it. There was a game last year in the NFL where a team went and decided to totally go rogue against what they usually do and run and run and run. And because the other team couldn't stop it, they just kept doing it. This is the same thing. It was the Kansas City-Buffalo game last year, remember?
Yeah.
When that got moved to a Tuesday night, I think. Edwards-Helaire and Williams, they were running at will. They couldn't stop it. So why Andy Reid's like, I'm not going to throw the ball. There's more risk in throwing the ball. Any coach would tell you, if you were running at will like that, that there's no way you would go against it.
It makes no sense. It really didn't. I like what they did.
No, just don't even pimp your Lions pregame show, 10 to noon on Sundays with Jim Casa. It's new. It was very good. Yesterday I was listening to it on the way down. And give people Jim's perspective because he was irate.
Right.
It was great radio.
He thought that Harbaugh, basically, it's going to be the same, because we've seen it year in and year out, where he just does the same thing, run, and refuses to change. And I said, no, you have to give this thing chances. I think you have to play it game by game.
I mean, he was calling it, prehistoric football? He used a different word.
Yes.
But I will say this.
The whole 4, you know, yards in a cloud of dust.
No,
and all that.
3.
Yeah, that.
We'll take 4.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
But the thing that frustrated me, and I think maybe I kind of picked up on this from Jim, it was the goal line stand. I mean, the formation every single time.
Right.
That's what I hated.
Right. That's what I said. I said I would have gone play action. I think I was sitting next to Steve Kornacki of the work for the Wolverine.
For the website.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I said, you know, do a little play action here.
Well,
first
not
down.
Even necessarily. You didn't have to throw it from there. But how about spread it out and then run it? Spread the defense out. They were just, they looked like it, the formation was from probably the 42 season.
Right. I mean, and they went been in there that jumbo formation that worked later in the game.
It's like Harbaugh, and they were showing him on the sideline. And it's like he was, it looked like he was being stubborn to do his thing his way. Yep. He can't be that way long term.
That I agree with. I said that's the only thing I didn't like was what happened in the goal line. All right, 248-539-9797.